In summer, our road up Jewel Hill fits the name. It's a gem of a path running along a meadow, and to my eye, it's much more attractive than any strip of blacktop. But last winter, for a time, I literally couldn't get home. The nasty brew of snow, ice, slush, and mud was too much for my trusty all-wheel drive car. At times, even the plow couldn't make it up to our driveway. One dicey day, I set out to visit grandchildren, who also live up a steep, unpaved hill, but gave up after sinking axle-deep in mud on Kirby Ridge Road. Then, torrential rains caused both sides of Jewel Hill to crumble, and I called our municipal administrator to see when we might expect repairs. Another, more important dirt road connecting two elementary schools was already closed due to storm damage, so I didn't really expect anyone to answer the phone, and I didn't expect a quick fix. But the phone was answered, the grader arrived, and soon Jewel Hill was passable again. Ah, Vermont, where there's more dirt than macadam. In fact, Montpelier has unpaved some of its roads rather than perennially filling potholes. You gotta love it. But many now predict that because of physical isolation and high poverty rates, small rural counties in the Northeast will bear the brunt of an increase in extreme precipitation related to global warming. Here in Vermont, we're so used to spring bringing a slurry of dirt and rain that mud season bragging rights are kind of a regional rite of passage. But this year feels different. We're even digging out from a landslide on a popular hiking trail on Mount Mansfield. And a mud season lasting into June could try the patience of even the hardiest back road dweller. So, since it seems we're seeing more and more signs that the climate is changing and that we need to shrink our carbon footprints, from now on there'll be no more driving down Jewel Hill from my house to get the mail. Mud or no mud, ice or no ice, I'll be hoofing it in boots designed to take even the craziest kinds of weather.